But first, a Scottsdale lawmaker claims the Secretary of State's office is overreaching its authority to resolve a lawsuit over early ballots. Representative Michelle Ugenti-Rita says Katie Hobbs' office has created new election policy without legislative approval. Ugenti-Rita says Hobbs' office went too far to fix a problem that was aimed at providing Navajo voters the ability to fix mailed-in ballots that were returned in error. And joining us now to make sense of this election-related battle is Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about what cured ballots are, first of all, in this new law that provides a five-day cure period. What is Ugenti-Rita getting at with this?
Well, what that means is on your early ballot, you have to return it in an envelope that's sent with the ballot, and you have to sign and date, and they encourage you to put your phone number on there as well. And they do that because your signature is essentially your ID when you return that ballot, be it by mail or if you drop it off at the polls. And if your signature doesn't quite match the one that they have on record, if there's a quote-unquote insufficient match there, the cure period gives you a chance to assert that, yes, this is actually me. That's my signature. I turned in my ballot. I want my vote to count. And that's what the five-day cure period after an election day provides.
And Ben, what was the controversy here with the voters on the Navajo Nation? What was this lawsuit about?
Well, I think in particular, it boiled down to missing signatures. The Navajo Nation contended that the state and a couple of counties weren't doing enough to help provide an avenue for reservation members to use those early ballots. A part of it had to do with language. There was claims that the instructions to return those ballots weren't provided with the sufficient language of the Navajo Nation. And then there was also a concern that, say, you didn't understand how to return the ballot because maybe you couldn't read the instructions on the envelope, people were returning their ballots without a signature whatsoever. And some counties, they claimed, were refusing to cure, as you said, ballots that were missing signatures completely.
So Ben, Ugenti-Rita is going after Secretary of State Hobbs, and you have a great quote in your piece that Ugenti-Rita says, there are so many ways to skin a cat here and address this appropriately. So she is certainly has her hackles up on this. What initially caused this issue, and why does she think that Hobbs is overstepping her bounds? And is she?
Well, not necessarily. She's well within her right to write this elections procedures manual. And this is noteworthy because we haven't had a new one of those for, about 4 years, maybe over 4 years now. And this is the guide to counties for how to operate elections. And Hobbs had to submit that for public comment right now, and eventually by the end of October, I believe, she'll have to submit it to the governor and to the attorney general for their approval. And that's where she inserted this new policy that Ugenti-Rita said goes above and beyond what her law called for. Her law only addressed the insufficient signatures. If you sign your name, but it doesn't quite match that on record, her law didn't address missing signatures whatsoever. So that's the leap, so to speak, that Ugenti-Rita is upset about. And she said she would have preferred that perhaps if Hobbs knew this was an issue, the lawsuit was filed at the end of last year. We just got through a legislative session. She's claiming Hobbs never brought this up as a possible issue during session, and she would have preferred it that way, and she still would prefer it that way. So this might get addressed legislatively in 2020.
That brings me to my next question then, in the minute or so we have left here. What does Ugenti-Rita say she will do about this, or is she just sort of sounding the alarm?
Well, she's going to do something, she says, but what that is, it's not quite clear. Last time when she got this bill for the cure period through, she worked with county recorders, the elections officials, to figure out what the best practice would be for that five-day cure period. It could turn out to be that Hobbs's policy, as drafted in this manual, could be in bill form by early 2020. But it's also worth noting that this is just a draft, and the Hobbs, as a part of a settlement with the Navajo Nation, agreed to put the language in the manual. But as I said, Ducey and Brnovich, the governor and attorney general, still have to approve it. So this language might not stay in the manual.
And Ben, very briefly, this is not fair to ask a reporter a yes or no question. Is this about politics?
No.
Ben Giles, Arizona Capital Times. Thanks as always.
Thank you.